right. Thank you, Tara.
Thank you, John.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, man.
Hey, Robert. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am blessed. I'm blessed. Busy, and I actually got the masters on in here, so.
Oh, that's good. I'm probably going to go play some golf this weekend.
Oh, man. Me too. I'm looking forward to it. I'll probably have the masters on in the golf cart.
I hear you.
One of my good buddies is actually playing out there right now, so it's pretty amazing.
He's playing in the Masters?
Yeah, yeah. His name's Jake Knapp. I went to high school with him. He's one of my childhood friends. Yeah, and Costa Mesa, California. We're partnered with the Google Off Jamboree right up the road, so I'm still in the same neighborhood.
That's cool, man.
It's awesome. It's interesting to see. We thought he wasn't going to make it to the tour. He went to UCLA, and then he came back, and he was drinking all the time and working as a bouncer at one of the local bars out here. And next thing you know, he's going, hey, guys, I'm on the tour, and we're – yeah, right, you know. We saw you working the door last night, and then his second start, he won. And so he went from bouncing at the local pub to a $20 million PGA Tour winner in like a couple months span. That's pretty awesome.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's a stud. But again, my name's John. I'm sorry. I know you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you regarding listing the business on the first page of the Google search results for your area. Did you have any questions for me about the listing or how these placements work?
No, I think I'm pretty sure I've looked for different like restaurants near me, and it pops up and it gives you like 1 through 5 or 1 through 7.
It's 3 now. There's 3 of them.
Is it 3? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, on Bing it's 5. On the Apple Safari search engine, they could give you up to 7. So you might have been using the iPhone there. No problem with that.
Oh, okay.
We'll actually cover you on all bases because all 3 of those platforms utilize the Google verification process that we do to recommend legitimate businesses. So that's how they validate you, and they know that you're somebody that they could refer is your Google verification. So that'd be the first thing we actually do for you. Pretty easy. It's just a form you fill out, and then Google verifies it. They'll ask you to send in like photos, work that you've done, work vehicle, license plate, mailbox, so you're actually at the location that they're verifying. Simple things like that. It sounds complicated, but it's really easy to fill out and get through. And then outside of that, did you have a website already?
I do not. I need to fix one of those. I've been wondering where I could go to get somebody to help me, but
yeah,
is that something that y'all do?
Yeah, I was going to say, let me see what kind of package I can put together for you here. I'm just trying to understand where you stand online. So you got no website. Looks like you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's right now. Do you like that service? Is that good for you?
No, I don't like Angie's. I want to quit.
Okay. I hear that a lot.
I got Yelp.
Okay. Yeah, Yelp's usually a directory we give the clients, so we won't duplicate that or anything, but we want to get in here and kind of fill the holes so that way you don't have 100 bills floating around. We'll just be like a one-stop shop for you. I'll help you get your website.
I would like to delete Yelp and just go with you guys if it's going to be something that is affordable and I can handle at the moment.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to put together a package where you won't have to delete Yelp. We'll just keep that included. You know, you want to have as many irons in the fire as possible. I always tell people – you know, your business is kind of like your kid. You want to give it the best chance to succeed, and having your name out there more is better. Even if it's like not turning over for you right now, you never know. There might be that one big job that suddenly pops through out of there. So we definitely want to keep that active.
Okay. Sounds good.
But I think there's a package here that I could put you on that would knock all of it out for you. It's called our Platinum Package. Let me go ahead and send you this pricing page here so you can get a look at it. And then I'll work with you on the numbers. But a big reason I was asking you about Home Advisor by Angie's is because they're on Google. They're on the first page, actually.
Oh, okay.
So that's how they get a lot of their leads. But the problem with their leads is they sell them to like 3 or 4 guys that are on their list for your area. So you're paying.
I know. I've got so many spam calls from those guys.
Yeah. You're paying to compete with that system. So, you know, with this, we're listing you independently. So you don't have that problem. They're not seeing, you know, Home Advisors 10 best up there. There's, you know, they'll have your business name when they're looking up your services. They have your reviews, your website. They could call you live from there. It's not like a number that gets texted to you and then they charge you just to give you the number, right?
Right.
Yeah. So you get live calls from real human beings with this, and we won't charge you per lead or click or call either. It's just a flat monthly rate for us to keep you up there and maintain everything for you. So it's usually more cost efficient and better quality leads.
Okay.
Did you get that pricing page I texted over to you?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So if you open that up and scroll down towards the bottom underneath our Google Partner badge and credentials, you'll start seeing some packages. The first ones are
the Platinum.
Yeah, okay, so that Platinum, it depends on if you're on Platinum Premier or just the regular Platinum, right? The first one, you're seeing like a two-month bill, so it'll be like over $1,000, I think you're probably seeing there on the first Platinum. That one's doing Google Ads as well. And you could do that if you'd like. You know, I could break that down on a month-to-month basis, but the best deal that I could give you would be to put you on the traditional Platinum, and then I could reduce the rate on that to the essential pricing structure. So that way it's like you're just paying for the Google placement itself, but we're throwing in everything else as like added incentive for you. So we would build you your website. You'll have your own custom website. We'll do the Google verification. You'll get all the bells and whistles. You get Facebook ads. I know you already have Yelp, but, you know, Yellow Pages, Bing, the Apple Safari search engine, Thumbtack. I mean, it's an A to Z strategy. The idea here is for us to be like a one-stop shop for you. That way, you know, everything's under one roof. And then there's a built-in app and tracking system that we have that you can log into daily right there on your mobile device, and you'll be able to track everything, all the leads you're getting, what platform it came from, you know, and it has a CRM built into it so you don't lose track of the customers and what you did for them.
Okay.
Sorry, the Masters is going off. My buddy just sank a 20-footer. You got the golf clap in the background. But
Yeah, I heard it.
Also, what I was thinking too, Robert, let me see here. Are you keeping Home Advisor by Angie's? You said you're trying to get out of it?
Yeah, I don't know how to get out of it, but I'm going to try to get out of it.
Okay,
and I'll probably have to get out of Yelp, too, if I'm going to do this one.
Okay. What are you paying Yelp?
It's like $3.90 a month.
Oh, Jesus. For Yelp ads?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we could definitely get that shut down. That's a bit excessive. They're charging you per lead on Yelp, too, huh?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, because they have two systems. They have a pay-per-click one and a pay-per-lead one. But if it's that high, it's pay-per-lead. I hate platforms like that, though, because they'll charge you the $390 every month, even if they didn't get you $390 worth of leads.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't make any sense. It's like, why do you keep charging me? Why doesn't that just roll over, you know?
I don't get that.
Okay. So here, I'm giving you a roadmap here. This will help you get out of Home Advisor by Angie's. They've been in hot water with the Federal Trade Commission for years. So usually if you tell them, hey, cancel it, reimburse me, or I'm going to add to this pile, they usually backpedal because the Federal Trade Commission has been ordering them to pay back anyway. So they recently paid $7.2 million, and then there's another $3 million they paid last year. And that's just going back to the business owners because the lawsuit's claiming that, you know, they lied about the quality of the leads, the source of the leads, the likelihood that they would even turn into jobs for them.
Okay.
Yeah. So you will be able to get out of that. You just have to kind of know that information in order to get out of it. So I sent that over to you. The Yelp, I mean, if we get access to the Yelp listing, we can help you turn that off too. If that's something that you don't want to do moving forward.
I'm in my first 30 days.
Oh, wow. They're that new, and you're already like, I'm out.
Yeah.
That ain't good. Well, at least you're doing something about it. You know, I hear guys that are like, I've been with them 6 months, and it's been horrible. I'm like, how did they get that far? You know, our services are month to month. We don't expect anybody to be with us 6 months unless they're seeing good ROI. So we get in there and make it work for them. But I guess systems like that, they're kind of automated and they just set you up, and you know, it is what it is. But what I was thinking I could do, now that you say that, there is a setup fee here in our fine print. And the setup fee usually goes towards like purchasing your domain name. So it'd be the businessname.com, you know, and then, it usually goes towards like the keyword research and programming. That way we're listing you for the right stuff. Getting all the content created on all the platforms. What I was thinking I could do, if you're willing to come on board with us month to month and give us a shot today, I'll waive the setup fee on it as well. And it'll just be a flat $299 out the door. That's
we'll
with
see.
The website, everything included. So I don't know if you looked into getting a website, but website alone is usually going to cost you more than that. So I'm just trying to get your foot in the door on it and get that spot. The spot's really the moneymaker, more so than the website or any other platform that's out there. Google's just number one. Been that way for the last 18 years. So if I can get that for you, I'm pretty sure just what's generated from that alone will turn it into a long-term relationship to where, you know, after a couple months, we'll not be in the negative on this particular account. So I'm banking on it working for you. Because otherwise,
yeah, me too, man.
If you end up leaving after a month or so, then I'm going to look like an idiot for giving away a bunch of product for a low rate.
No, you're good. So if something ever happens where I can't pay my bill and stuff, do I still get to keep the website?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're gonna get charged by Google $99 in order to buy your domain. So I'm not charging you for that because I waived all the setup fees on it. But if you were to leave us and you just wanted to keep the website, we give you the domain for what we get it for. So it'd be $99. And then obviously every website has to have a host, Robert. So, I mean, you could continue to do hosting through us, or you can find another host. But the way you worded that was like, hey, if I'm having financial hardship and I can't afford it, I'll send over my number. Like, just talk to us. You know what I mean? We're all human in here. I can't tell you how many guys we've helped out just to keep things moving and keep the business moving forward. We're giving people service credits and entire months just to help them get back on their feet. We don't want you going backwards. And we understand that you know, we got to bring in traffic and bring in jobs. Sometimes payments get delayed on those jobs, but we got to do that in order for you to be able to afford this every month as well, you know? So we work with you. We would rather continue to work with a guy we already have than to go out and find another one and build everything from scratch. It's a lot more work this way or that way.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
So we'll work with you. But yeah, if you were to leave us your stuff on Google, all the other listings we create, they don't disappear. But the website, that's standard across the board. You got to have a host for your website no matter what. Like, we're covering hosting. We're covering the purchase of the domain. If you want to leave the service but keep the site, we just say, hey, it's $99 that we paid for the domain, and make sure you get a host so that way you can keep all the content and everything that we've built on there still active.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think?
I think we could do it.
Yeah, you'll love it. I'm telling you, if you weren't already thinking about canceling Yelp and Home Advisor, this would be the one to make you part ways with them without losing any sleep. All right, so let me go ahead and create the profile. On the first page of Google, Robert, we could only list one phone number for your business. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Is your last name said just how it's spelled, like Spainhour?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And then what's your business email address? Google requires that I send you a receipt with everything in writing and then a Google verification form, as well as your username and password for your tracking system so you can keep track of everything.
You can put down 117. Rolling Green Rain.
Oh, I was looking for the email address. I do need to verify your street address too, but this was, hold on, let me put this in the other bar. I was going to ask that later. Rolling Green Lane?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, because they will send you a pin there in the mail. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it I'll need from you. And that's Pinnacle, right?
No, that's King. I'm currently staying with my grandparents.
Okay. King. Got it. Okay. And so since you're at the grandparents, you want me to hide this address online?
Yeah.
Okay. So it'll still say King, North Carolina, 27021, but the street address will just be hidden. They won't be able to see that.
That'll be good.
Okay. All right. And then what's your email address where I could send the receipt, outline of the agreement in writing, and your Google verification form?
It's spainhourenterprises@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Okay. This phone number, validate. Okay, and then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I guess we could do 8 to 5.
8 to 5. Okay, is that going to be Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
You could put Saturday down.
Saturday, okay. So we go Monday through Saturday. Sunday by appointment only or closed?
I'll just be closed.
Okay. Closed. All right. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I haven't had a setup for card.
Okay. No cards.
But I got Venmo, Cash App, PayPal.
Okay. So digital payments accepted, but don't have a card reader.
No.
Okay. It's like a Square reader or anything. All right, and then for the website, do you have a logo established yet for Spain Hour Enterprises?
Yeah, I do have a logo.
Okay. Do you have before and after photos of work that you've done that we could use for the website and the Facebook page?
Yeah, I've got something I can send over.
Okay. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead. There's going to be an account management team that's going to help me with fulfillment on everything, but if you want somebody you can communicate with in real time, you got that there. And then I'm going to send you an email address for you to send in the photos and the company logo.
Okay.
Okay, send as many as you can because we're starting from 0-star rating. You know, we're building everything from scratch. So we want as much content as we can to help assure people that you got the job handled.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And then we're going to want to interview you. The client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. What the client interview's agenda is to go over like all the services that you want to be listed for, the areas that you want to target with the campaigns, and then they also want to go over the website. So we'll purchase that domain name during that call, and then we'll get a general idea on how you want the website to look. So they'll send you over some example sites that you could use as like a starting point, and then we could customize it from there, or if you know of a site that you really like and you want us to kind of use that as a foundation to get things going, we could do that as well. But the client interview, it usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes. We ask for a whole hour just in case it goes over or you have any questions. What time works best for you tomorrow?
Probably 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Ooh, I got a 4 and I got a 6.
I can do 6.
6 o'clock Eastern Standard. All right. So let's do this. I'm going to send you a calendar invite right now to your email. And then I'm also going to set up a text message reminder here. Give me 1 second. Interview local splash. And the text message will come through at 5 o'clock. So it'll come through 1 hour before the appointment.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, but it's pretty easy. We just walk you through it. It's all set questions that they'll ask. The main thing is filling out the Google verification form this evening when you get a chance, and then also signing the outline of the agreement there.
Okay.
All right, so that's scheduled for 6 o'clock tomorrow. And then those will come through automatically when I activate the account. They'll also send out the PIN verification letter automatically to the 117 Rolling Green Lane. All right, let me go ahead and adjust your bill in here. So it'll be platinum, $299, waive the setup fee. Okay. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Robert, how did you want to do that?
Do I have to pay that right now?
Yes. In order to secure the position on the first page of Google, we have to secure the payment and activate the account.
We can do that with a card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Yeah, it's under my name.
Okay, so Robert Spanauer. It doesn't say Spanauer Enterprises on it?
No.
Okay. All right, I've got a business account
I'm setting up.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. You almost took the words right out of my mouth. Since you don't have the business account, I'm just going to put the name right on this invoice, and you'll still be able to use it as a write-off or as a business, because it's a business expense.
Okay.
As long as it has the business name on it, you'll be able to show them like it was a business expense. All right, and then is the billing address for this card the same as the street address that we're going to verify with Google?
No, it's different.
Okay, what's the billing address for the card?
3225. 3225. Highway 268.
Highway 268.
Pinnacle, North Carolina.
Okay, that was the Pinnacle. And you plan on staying in King, right?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. All right. I just want to be sure, because when you verify it, it's kind of a process to verify a business on Google, and then to go through that process again would require some downtime. So if you head back to Pinnacle, we might have to resend a pin in the mail and everything, go through the whole setup process. I want to do that twice. We can do it, but I'd just rather not. All right. And then, okay. On the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4327.
4327.
3901.
3901.
2292.
2292.
3090.
3090. Okay. And the expiration date, month, and year?
0428.
0428, and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
073.
Okay. Go ahead and update you here. And then there's a security question on your profile as well. So you have 3 options for this. This is in case you ever want to verify the identity of one of our representatives, or we want to verify your identity. So you got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We can just do the city I was born in.
All right. Where were you born?
Winston-Salem.
Some history there. Yeah, it's a popular one. All right. Let me go and save. All right. And then the discounts that I'm applying for you, Robert, they're indefinite, okay? So it's not going to go back up to $599 on you later. It's just going to stay $299 for that platinum package as long as you're with us.
So that's per month?
That's per month. Yep, as long as you're with us.
Sounds good.
Okay. And we do usually ask for a 3-month verbal commitment. With that being said, I want to run this by you. You don't have to jump on it, but I'm just going to run it by you because it'll actually save you money over time. We have a 3-month prepay that you could do. It's $700. It'll actually save you $200 over the next 3 months. There's a 6-month prepay you could do for $1,300. That'll save you about $500 over the next 6 months. And then we have a year or annual prepay that you could do for $2,500. And that'll actually save you $1,100 over the course of the year. Did you want to capitalize on any of these?
Can you do that after the first month of seeing like how your business is going and your reviews and...
Yeah, you want to start it out
month to month,
and then we could add that later.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I don't know if they'll let me apply it. Let me see. Hold on, actually, because I know once you set it up a certain way, I don't know if they let us. Oh, yeah. If you call me before the next bill is due, I can get in there, and I could adjust it for you to a 3-month or a 4-month or a 6-month or a year, either one of them. I had to click on this just to see, though. these prices, they change all the time. These days they've been going up like crazy. Okay. I think everything's been going up lately. Submit. Okay. All right. And then when the payment clears, you're going to receive everything in writing. So you'll get that outline of the agreement, the Google verification form, and your own username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. While we're waiting for those to come through, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording just as added protection. If there's anything that I say that you don't agree with or don't understand during the voice verification recording, just go ahead and stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, we were asking that you please please state the name of your business.
Spanauer Enterprises.
Okay, and can you please state the name and title, or excuse me, can you please say your full name and title within the company?
Robert Spanauer, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right, and you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided, correct?
I am.
Okay. All right, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
What does that mean, like Yelp or?
We already know what you have currently. It's just saying like after mm-hmm. today, if you're going to add something, which you shouldn't need. That was the whole point of me like going,
right.
I want to put you on this platinum package and get you this deal because I kind of want you to have like a last marketing stop here.
Yeah, if it works out and I'm able to get business out of it, I don't see a reason to go anywhere else.
Right. That's my intention, right? But the reason they put that in there is because they don't want you to duplicate anything. Like, we're not going to create two Yelp listings because you already have one, right? So we don't want you duplicating anything. We don't want you paying for something you already have. So after today, we just ask that before you add anything online, just double check with us so we can make sure that no discrepancies are happening.
Okay.
All right. And it says here, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's April 9th, 2026. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is going to be for a full platinum package bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional cost, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement's set up to automatically renew each month, but it's going to remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 on the ninth day of each month for as long as you're with us. Okay, so that rate won't go up or change, like I mentioned earlier. I'm locking you in.
Okay.
And then it says in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. Okay, if you do discontinue or cancel the agreement within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. After that, there will be no penalties or charges of any kind. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right, so here we go. I'm going to process this. Stay on the line with me here. And let me know when these text messages come through. The Google verification form will get sent to your email, and that's pretty much your homework up until the client interview.
Okay.
Okay. You got a lot of time from now until then. The client interview is scheduled at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. And then also send over those photos and the company logo as well so we can have a layout for the website going to present to you during the interview.
And the photos you want, just any jobs I've done.
Yeah, before and after
like
shots.
That.
Yeah, if you have before and after shots, that's usually the best way. I know how it is. Every guy I work with is a business owner, and they always forget to take the before shot.
That's exactly. I got a bunch of after pictures.
Yeah, I'm like, it looks before. Real pretty, but what did you do, you know? Before. So, yeah, if you have before and afters, I mean, we'll still take the afters, but before and afters is good. We just like the detail to people, like what you're capable of, since you're going to be starting out on Google and some of these other platforms with basically zero reviews.
Okay. Sounds good, man.
All right, so send those over. That'll go to the email, too, by the way, the photos at localsplash.com. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you got my direct number and extension, and we also have 24/7 customer service available to you at the same phone number. If you just hit extension 1. I'm not here on the weekends, but if you hit extension 1 on the weekend, there's always a live operator available to you.
That sounds good. I appreciate it, John.
All right, Robert. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, and then look out for my phone call tomorrow at 6 o'clock. I'll probably be watching the Masters still.
All right, man. Sounds good.
It'll be a good send-off into your round on Saturday.
That's it.
All right, Robert. Have a good one. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, John. See you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.